very strange show.
It has been a strange show.
It's been
an enjoyable show.
It's been very enjoyable.
Like Mr. Salhaney often comes up to me in the hall as he did today, and he says, "Oh, how's it going?" Because he doesn't listen to the show. I don't think he knows where the frequency is on the dial or anything like that. And a lot of times, I either have to lie or I'll just admit the show just could not suck worse. But today, I said, you know, it's actually a very enjoyable and lively show. I couldn't exactly explain to you what it is we've been doing, what the theme of the show has been, or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I think the theme is humiliation.
I think the entire three hours
of the show has been listenable, don't you think?
I would agree.
Yeah, which I would not always say about the show.
I think it's been really, really often.
Stretches of the show are often like just nails across the blackboard unlistenable, but I think we've done a pretty good job today. Well, my attention was called to this, if that's the right way to put it, by our crack news director, Dana Whalen, although I saw it today and I just didn't process it. I just was in New York City, and there are many Orthodox Jews who live in New York City, and they're concerned now because they feel that New York City tap water, which is, by the way, great water. New York City has incredible water. It comes down from the Adirondacks. It's unbelievably clean. It's always, you know, had a great reputation. But apparently there may be little teeny tiny eensy peensy eeny teeny teeny whiny creatures called copepods.
Called what?
Copepods. And so there's copepods. They work for Stop and Shop, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Copepods in the water.
They actually deliver the water.
Yeah, exactly. They should pull up to your house with it. And they're tiny organisms. They are harmless. I mean, they don't, you know, get in your wiener or anything like that. But they are considered crustaceans. They are crustaceans, and crustaceans are not kosher. You can't eat shellfish, you know, if you're kosher.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, is it kosher or not kosher to drink New York City tap water? And my phone's ringing, so it's critical. Either that or I'm having even bigger problems. And so you have people...
You mean like your pants are ringing?
Yeah, going to their rabbis saying, you know, if a man has two daughters and one tract of land and a copepod pod should think a lot. But anyway, can you imagine actually being, you live in the city of New York and suddenly you're worried about the copepods in the water. But maybe there's something that you can do about that. I mean, you know, what it does is it opens up a tremendous business opportunity for somebody to sell some kind of filter that takes out the copepods. Right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, you sell the filter?
I would think it would have to be a very small
filter. Yeah, you put it on the sink. You put it on the sink and then...
You can't even see these things, can you?
You trap the copepods and then when you catch another, you can't see them. They're
minuscule.
Sub-microscopic.
Okay.
These are tiny, tiny organisms.
Who actually discovered that they were in there?
I don't
William Copepod?
No, I don't know who. I didn't read the story carefully enough.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to screw you up.
You asked me a question that exposed
the gap. Well, obviously somebody had to discover that they were there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it might be the kind of thing where everybody kind of knew about it, but nobody really sort of put two and two together. You know, nobody really sort of thought. But apparently over the last 2 weeks, there has been more and more concern about the copepods.
I mean, it's not like you're eating like a... You know, even like a...
I know, it's not like you're having a raw oyster or something like that. Yeah. But it's not like you're having like a well-fleet oyster. But on the other hand, shellfish is shellfish. And I guess there are places around the city where people are selling special filters and stuff like that. That's already happening. But there's also just sort of a debate going on about whether or not... I mean, for example, there are companies that sell vegetables that are rabbinically certified as bug-free. Because there are some people who feel that eating an insect, even accidentally, like an insect that just happened to be clinging to the surface of an avocado or something like that, would be also counter to Talmudic law. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that ends my Talmudic law lesson for today.
Oh, that's very good. That's very impressive and very helpful.
Comes close to ending the show as well. Although, do we have the extra minute again?
Oh, we do, yes.
Do we have any ads besides the singular ads right now, which we've probably driven away?
We don't seem to have a lot at the moment.
I don't know what's going on here, but
tomorrow would probably be it'll be just the opposite.
A number of the sales reps said that they've just heard that we do have an afternoon show in there and just in the beginning.
Well, that's pretty much right.
That's absolutely true. But we do want to thank everybody who helped out with today's show, except that really hardly anybody did. Jim Kennedy actually showed up, and that was great. You know, I don't see why, when you think about it, I think Clinton should come on the show.
Of course he should.
It's, you know, this is a big reading market. I mean, it's, you know, and it's not like he's going to sell a lot of books, and, you know.
I think he will come on.
I think he will.
I honestly believe that. I think he will come on the show.
I was pretty good to Kennedy. I didn't humiliate him or embarrass him or anything like that. Or ask any difficult or hard or unpleasant questions. I mean, it just seems to me that, yes, after he's done Dan Rather, after he's done Charlie Rose, after he's done all the sort of the big stuff and everything like that,
probably 95th in the line.
What happens if the book is sucking wind at that point, too? I mean, it's entirely possible that, I mean, I'm not really sure that there's a built-in market for this book that everybody wants to, you know, hear every little, I mean, it depends on how dirty it is, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's, you know, if it's a fairly sterilized book, you may have to do a little bit more work on it. And at that point, that's where we come in.
We come to the rescue there.
We are the bottom feeders of the interview. Maybe we could talk to the guy who did the binding for the book. You know, that's what we'll probably get. I think our producer, Mr. Bobby Sherwood.